We're off at last. Thank you for taking care of the tickets, the baggage, everything. You have been the dearest angel to me in my most desperate hour. I am sorry to say that when I hit rock bottom, you were the only one I could think of calling. The only one I could turn to. You've been my rock ever since we were young, haven't you? I lost everything I've worked for in that fire. My rooms, all my belongings, my medical practice, my office, my laboratory. But your fiancé, Deborah, must hate me. Here you are, running off to help me bring my things down from the family estate so I won't be starting over completely from scratch. I say, my family was quite pleased to see you again. I'm afraid they embarrassed you with all of their pampering. You've grown into such a respectable, handsome man. Yes, Deborah must hate Dr. Angela Jekyll very much. Deborah has ended your engagement. But whatever for? I simply cannot believe she would do such a thing. Oh, my poor dear. Why didn't you tell me? Here I've been wrapped up in my own melodrama and I never suspected. Your heart must be breaking. Now, dearest, I'm taking your hand in mine. For the past year, I've been so cold and distant with you, thinking that our long friendship might spread rumors. And I didn't want to lead Deborah to think that you could ever be untrue. I only wanted you to be happy, darling. I've never forgotten you, even when I was away at school. I endured all those years to make you proud of me, even more than my family. It was hard for a lady, as you can imagine. Still hard for a lady doctor. And as a scientist, it's barbaric. But I wanted you happy. That made me feel good while I struggled with my practice, my career, my experimentation. Oh my, look at me, wringing your hand away from you. Let me return it to you in one piece. There. I'm afraid I've let myself get overexcited, but you mean so much to me. The thought of someone so special, hurt by someone so callous. Sorry. I appear to be overheated. Oh, your handkerchief. Thank you, darling. Yes, I am respiring a bit, aren't I? Oh, would you mind terribly fetching me a glass of water? I don't know what has quite come over me. Thank you. No, not now. Not now. Hide. How can this be happening? I haven't taken any serum. I haven't got any more serum. Lola can't just emerge on her own. Without the serum, there should be no metamorphosis, no transformation. And yet, I can heal her. Coming on, the taking over, wanting out. Oh, she's just below the surface, straining so very hard. happen now. Not when I'm trapped on the strain. Not here. With him. I've got to tell him I'm sick. I've got to keep him away. From her. No. She wants him. So badly. No. Her craving. Her desire. It's too much. Oh, it's overwhelming me. I can't let her come now. I can't. Oh, there you are. Thank you. Much better. Look, I hate to ask you this, but since I'm not feeling well, perhaps you'd be more comfortable going. Maybe sitting out with the... Stay with me. Please, don't leave me. I'm not feeling myself all of a sudden. Look how sweet you are. Holding my hand. So concerned for me. That bitch Deborah never deserved you. I always loved you. Wanted you. I'm sorry, dearest. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's come over me. Finally, telling you the truth after all these years. I want you, darling. I need you. Take me. Right here. Damn these tight clothes. So hot and uncomfortable. I'm getting so ridiculously tight. I won't fit in them much longer. I can't fight it any longer. Oh, I feel her coming. Nothing can stop it, no. I'm sorry, my darling. No time to explain. I couldn't bear to tell you. My secret experiment. Changing me. Please forgive me. It's happening. I'm changing. Yes. Yes. Finally coming. Damn clothes. Too small. Too tight. Getting tighter. Her stupid, silly clothes are stifling me. No more. Now I've got height and I've got curves and I must be free. I hate them. I hate all of her clothes. I'm done with them. And this goes away now. And that. I am far too tall and voluptuous a woman to be strapped down in such short, drab rags. Now I can breathe again. Well, hello there. Did you enjoy the show? No man has ever witnessed it before. How was I? Do you like what you see? Such a gentleman, averting your eyes. But darling, I want you to look at me. You, of all people. All of Angela's hard work that she did just to make you proud. That's what made me. So you see, darling man, I was literally made for you. Am I not perfection? Little Miss Dr. Jekyll could flaunt what little she has if she really wanted to. But me? Honey, I am sex incarnate. I am the goddess of love. I am Lola Hyde. And I dare you to argue with this. You looked. And you're blushing. How fucking adorable. We are going to make a glorious pair, you and I. And often, I'm sure. This is so thrilling. I will wrap you around my little finger, if you're not careful. So I'll warn you this once. Stand up for yourself, and I may respect you. But know your limits. And pick your battles. Because I am incredibly strong. And I like to win. Angela Jekyll is weak. She's a loser. Oh, I know she's your childhood buddy-buddy, but come on, it's true. She's a doormat. She sacrifices everything, and for what? She was going to lose you to that tramp, Debbie. God, how I hate her! I'm so glad that's over with. Now, you can be mine. And Angela's, of course. I'll share you with her. Out of the goodness of my heart. Frankly, I'm not too worried about the competition. She can have you in the daytime. You'll be mine at night. How's that? All right. I'm done with introductions. Now, it's time to undress you. That's right. Hold still. Let's loosen that tie. There we go. Looked good on you, but much better on the floor. Arch your shoulders a bit. Such a good boy. Always polite and does what he's told. Angela chose well. So unlike her. But lucky for me, we are going to have so much fun. Are you enjoying being undressed by me? You're awfully quiet. I like that. Strong, silent type. Let me do all the talking. We are going to get along just fine. There. My gift-wrapped present is now naked and ready for me to enjoy. Steady, darling. Here I come. Oh, yes. Very supportive. And those manly hands go here and here. See? Doesn't this feel delicious? Angela dreamed about you all these years. When I was born, her fantasies of you were my memories, and I want to make them all come true for us. Love you. Maybe not in the despairing, pure-hearted way of Angela Jekyll. You'll always have that. But you could earn Lola Hyde's love. As long as you work for it and never falter. My heart could be within your reach. But I'll make you stretch for it. Repeatedly. Oh, no more platitudes. Time to get serious. Call my name. It's Lola, darling. Say it. Say that you love me. Don't you? Call your Lola. Call for me, and I'll come. I promise you that. Call for me, and I will make Angela change. Whenever you need me, whenever you want someone this wicked to fuck you this hard. Now, darling, scream my name. That's it. Scream it. What? No. I'm shrinking. Too soon. No, she can't be coming back already. Why am I changing back? Why? I only just got here. No, I don't want to change back. I'm so tired. Look at what you've done. You wore me out, you vicious brute of a man. Next time I come, I'm going to really give it to you. And then you'll see what a wild, wicked woman Lola Hyde can really be. I'll make you beg for me. Take her. Take your boring old Dr. Jekyll. But I'll be back. I'll be back for you. Tell her to make more serum. Oh, my darling. Did she hurt you? I will never forgive myself if she hurt you. Are you all right? You seem rather relaxed and content. You and Lola, you had fun together? I see. Could you hand me my clothes, please? There. Thank you. Oh, no! It's ruined. Torn to shreds. Why does she always do that? Could you get one of my trunks from the back and bring it here so that I can put something on? The large green one. That should have everything I need. Here, let me help you get dressed. No, I'm not cross with you, darling. I love you. And apparently, Lola likes you as well. Which I guess is better than the alternative. Darling, you are now the keeper of my great dark secret. Something I thought I left behind in the fire. But somehow, Lola has found new life. And perhaps I needed her to act so that you would realize how I felt. My heart is yours. Always. I'm sorry if this all seems insane. I never wanted to trouble you. I only wanted to love you. But loving and trouble go together for Lola, I suppose. Now go and get me some clothes, please. And knock when you return. I'm locking the door behind you. Goodness. Anyone could have just walked.